The national economy slowed in December, and financial markets are considerably weaker so far this year. And with Omicron still raging, how worried should we be about the weaker job growth in Florida?
Well, I'm not overly concerned just yet, Nicole.
Well, that's good. I'm relieved to hear that. So explain why you're not too concerned.
Well, I think that December's weakness, as I said, it's overstated from the distorting seasonal adjustment factors. And importantly, Florida's unemployment rate actually dipped, and employment, as measured by the household survey, showed an increase of 44,000 jobs in December. So this really points to a firmer job market, not a weaker one. But more importantly, Nicole, it appears that the Omicron surge in infections has peaked in the U.S. and here in Florida, too. Infections in Florida dropped from more than 400,000 a couple of weeks ago to 289,000 last week. So, as hoped, infections should be much, much lower. And this is going to support a strong surge in leisure tourism for the balance of this season into our area and stronger consumer spending by Floridians as well.
Fingers and toes crossed at the Omicron surge having peaked and heading down. How did Central Florida's labor markets perform?
They were considerably weaker last month, too. Orlando managed only a gain of 1,500 jobs in December compared to 7,000 in November. The tourism sector eked out a small gain, but most other sectors were down a bit. In Daytona, Deltona, job growth slowed to just 400, down from 1,400 in November. And even in Melbourne and Palm Bay, which had done so well last month, it's only 500 job growth compared to 1,600 in November.
Since the employment recovery in Central Florida remains incomplete, as we've discussed, and job levels are still below their pre-pandemic levels, why has Central Florida's housing market been so strong and prices and rents gone so far up this year?
Nicole, what this reflects is the very uneven nature of this whole recovery. We call it a K-shaped rebound since, some sectors, some households, they've done great with the recovery, while others have just been devastated by this pandemic recession. And in addition, the strong housing markets east of the Mississippi River has stimulated a huge inflow of migration into Central Florida because retirees could more easily sell their homes in the Northeast and Midwest and move here.
What should we be looking out for? What indicators should we be monitoring closely this week?
Well, of course, COVID. If the surge continues to slow, that'll be vital to restoring confidence and the continued recovery. And second, interest rates jumped a lot last week and stocks slumped. We need to watch that. The Fed is going to be meeting this week. And finally, oil prices are a good indicator for inflation in the near term.
Let me ask you something. Are you optimistic?
Yeah, I am. I continue to be optimistic, Nicole. The transition from stimulus in both monetary and fiscal policy last year to restraint is always a very difficult and risky transition. But so far, I think policymakers have managed it well. And if the COVID wave passes as we expect, we should see a resumption of much stronger growth in February with lower interest and lower inflation trajectories.